first sugya in Hacholitz. So it's extremely lamdusha sugya and extremely yivamistika sugya. We're not so used to having yivamistika sugyas here, but this is very yivamistik. So the perek starts with the din of yivam and chalitza on a muberes. Husband dies and leaves his wife pregnant. So what's the din? So you have to ask us without the Gemara. So the dins should be poshet. If he has a kiyum, if there's a ben, so then there's no yibum. So if this baby, this fetus grows up to be born and to be a healthy baby, so magal milsal mafreya that the mace has a son. Beautiful. So then there's no zika and everything is pashut. If it turns out she miscarries, she was pregnant, but the pregnancy didn't work out. So therefore, it turns out that the mace didn't have a ben, and if so, there is zika. And then if yivam or chalitza was done, it should work. It should just be a suffix. That's what we would think. That would be the pashas. So the Gemara Halacha says a very strange split. So in the Mishnah, you find a basic din. That's basically what we're saying, what makes sense. Which is, the Mishnah talks about what's the din of a karban. If the yavam has bia with the yavama when she's pregnant, so what happens? So the Mishnah says, if she miscarries, so then great. Turns out, great, not great for the baby, but great that there's no chiv karban here. There's been no chet because it turns out that the mace really had no descendants. Memela, she was zakuk liyivum, and therefore their bio was not an iservacious ach, and therefore there's no karban. But if it turns out what we'd want to happen is that the woman, she carries her pregnancy and it gives birth to a ben kayama, so then very nice. The mace has a ben. Memela, there's absolutely no inin of zika here. Memela, when they had bia, when the yavim had bia with the yavama, when she was pregnant, it was a regular iser eishes achshel of a makom mitzvah, and therefore there's a karban. So that's what the Mishnah says, that it goes, you look at mafreya, and based on that we see whether there was zika or not, b'shas misa. Problem is in the Gemara, it tells us, shitas reish lakish, and it tells us the halacha is like Reish Lakish, we paskin like Reish Lakish, and he says, even though the Gabi, whether or not there's Zika, we're going to look at the Mafreya, we're going to see what ultimately happens with this pregnancy, but the Gabi, Yivam, and Chalitza, when the Yivam was moved Beres, there's no Chalitza, and there's no Yivam. And it's Midin Vadai. Not a suffix at all. Even if it turns out at the end that the woman miscarries, but while she was pregnant, she did bia. There was bia, tempted yibum while she was pregnant, and the pregnancy doesn't go. It's a miscarriage. Afal pikein, after she miscarries, she needs another bia, because the bia done while she was pregnant is not kona. Midin vade, it's not kona, because there was no mitzvah of yibum. And so to chalitza, if they do chalitza while she was pregnant, even though afterwards the yivama miscarries, afal pikein, their chalitza is nothing, meaningless, and after she miscarries, she has to do another chalitza to be matter her l'shuk. So why is this? So Reish Lakish tells us, because it says, uben ein lo. Ben Einlo Ayinolav. Ben Einlo tells me that even if he doesn't have a ben, but Ayinolav, you have to look, is there any possibility for a ben here? So there's any possibility for the ben because she's pregnant, so maybe the mace will still have a ben. So Memeilo, there's no din of Yivim v'Chalitza. And therefore, Yivim and Chalitza of Muberes doesn't work. It's not Kona. Doesn't kona for Ishus and doesn't free her from the Zika. Beautiful. So the Shaila is, what the Ritva asks and everyone wants to know, is so how does this split work? It shouldn't work. Ritva points out, if it's true that Ein Lo excludes Amu Beres, so if so, She should be completely patura from Yivam. There should be no Zika. Right? It's Pasuk says in Ben Einlo. So in Ben Einlo, we have a drasha, Einlo Ayinalav. I will have to explain that drasha more. What does that mean? But Einlo Ayinalav, Einlo is more inclusive and tells us if there's any sort of Ben, there's no Yivam. So if, Gemara Darshan, if there's a Ben who's a Mamzer, also no Yivam. If there's a grandkid, there's no Yivam. If there's a Bas HaBen, there's no Yivam. Because Einlo is inclusive and it says that if there's any zecher of descendant to this mace, there's no Yivam. So if so, we're telling you from Einlo that even if she's pregnant, that's not called Einlo Ben. So in Meil, if so, b'shas misa, she was pregnant, she wasn't b'chlal Einlo Ben. So in Meil, that's the klal we know, that kol Yivam, she'en ani koraba b'shas nefila, Yivama Yavo Aleha. If Bishas Misas Habal, there wasn't a Nefila Leivam. So we say Nesra. She becomes Asra. There's no Nefila Leivam. There's no Zika, and therefore the whole din's gone. So if Einla is a Miyat, let it tell me that this woman just goes free. Right, the same way if the mace had a Ben and dies, and then the next second his Ben dies. There's no Yibam. Regular Eishes Ach. So if so, it's a pel. What's going on here? You're telling me there's no mitzvahs in Yibam Chalitza until after she miscarries, which is, let's say, a month after her husband died. So how do we say there's no Yibam in Chalitza? Now, suddenly, a month later, there's Yibam in Chalitza. So that's the pel. So says the Ritva, says, what we have to say is that no, of course, legabe zika, legabe nefila leivim, you have to say the moment the husband died, she was nofel leivim. Zika, avada, there's a zika. At least if she miscarries. If she, in the end, she miscarries, it's megala milsim lafreya, at the moment her husband died, she was nofel leivim, and there's a zika. He says, afal pikein, the Xeris Akasa of Ayin Alav tells me that there's no mitzvah of Yivam and Chalitza. There's a Zika, but there's no mitzvah of Yivam and Chalitza. So, it has to be understood what that means, right? He says the words that there's no mitzvah of Yivam and Chalitza, but there is a complete nefila to Yivam. So what exactly does that mean? So in Tosus, he just says a dimion here. He explains it a little bit. He says a dimion to this din is when there's a yavam katan. A yavam who's a katan. So that, we have a Mishnah, a daf kafir aleph, that we saw. That the Mishnah tells us a yavam katan, if he does yibam, tikadleno. He does yibam, he can stay married. There's nothing wrong with the bia. Because there is a Zika, and there is no Isser of Eishes Ach, but Mitzad Sheni, a Katan, he can't do a Kinyan of Yivam or Chalitza. He can't do a Chalitza B'chlal, and even Yivam. Tosu says, the Gemara says, right, Pashas, there's no Kinyan on a Teresa level to a Yavam who's a Katan. Why? Tosu says, because since he's a Katan, he's not Mitzvah B'mitzvos, and Kol's man that there's no Mitzvah, even though there's a mitzias of Zika, but there's no mitzvah of Yivam, so Mamela, his bia is not Kona. To be Kona, it has to be there's a Kiyam HaMitzvah going on. Without a Kiyam HaMitzvah, so there's no Kinyan. So Mamela, so too here by the Mubaris. There is a Zika, there's an Afilo Yivam, but there's no mitzvah. Ainalov tells me there's no mitzvah of Yivam and Chalitza. So how does that work? How does it all work? By Katan, we understand it. You could have, the Etzem, there's a relationship created here between the Katan and the Yavama. It's an Afil of the Yivam. But Lamaisi is a Katan, there's no mitzvah. That I understand. But here it's a little bit stranger. What sort of Xeris Akasav is this? Ainlo's telling me, Aina love. Therefore, there's the Zika, but still, there's no Yivam v'chalitza. Right? He's a Gadol. Why is there no Yivam v'chalitza? Oh, so the Rashba says something very interesting here. This is by us on Lamed Vav. He writes that it's an afilo leyivim by Muberes, and his lashon says zukukahi, she has zika elod rachmana amar ayin aleha. The Torah says ayin aleha leida im zukukahi im lav. The Torah says that ayin alav, you got to check it out. Meaning, it could be there is a zika. If she miscarries, there is a zika. But ayin alav means you have to wait. You have to wait and see. There's no mitzvah. Why? Because you're being ayin alav. Ayin alav means that right now, since we don't know, there's no mitzvah siv v'chalitza. But what don't we know? We don't know if there's a zika. Well, so Rav Baruch Ber, in the first piece on Yevamos, so he explains this very beautifully, that the idea is that ayin alav is not a miyat from Yivam. It's not like a saras or an islandess. The din of ayin alav is telling me that you have to be choshish for a safek. If you want to know what the din is, it's a safek. We don't know this woman. Maybe she's a kuka if she'll miscarry. Or maybe she's not Zakuka, if it's a Ben Kayama. But etzem, the Metzias is, we don't know. If she miscarries, Mishas Misa, she was Zakuka. The Metzias is, the relationship is Yivam. But the Torah is telling us it didn't Safek. Right? Normally it's Safek, so you do Mitzvah Mi Safek. But the Torah is telling here, when there's a Safek, Ayin Alav tells me, when it's a Safek, you don't know if there's a Mitzvah Yivam here or not, what do? What's the right thing to do? Ayin alav saying that ein lo ben, there's no din yivam when it's ayin alav, when you don't know, when there's a suffix. You don't know if there's been an afil of yivam, because you don't know if there's a ben to the mace. The mela, the halach is the Torah's machriya, you have to treat it as if there is a ben. Meaning, be'emes is going to be megal muslim afreya, that there was no ben, and therefore there's zika. But b'shas that you don't know, b'shas she's pregnant, the Torah is telling you, there's a din ayin alav, legabe your mitzvah, you treat it as if vadai, there's a ben. It's the Torah is telling you how to treat this suffix. Yeah.
So that would be different from the case where she's, let's say, suffix islandess?
And it's different than suffix islandess. Why? Because just the way the din is given, that it's not be'etzem amir. The Rebbech Bar says the lashon of ein lo ayin alav. Ayin alav means we're not excluded. We're telling you it's a ayin alav. There is a suffix here. You're not excluded from yibam, but there's no mitzvah until you resolve your suffix. It's being said, but dafka by this question of having a ben, a special din. Other sveikos don't work like this, but this suffix the Torah is telling us by saying ayin alav, that it has a unique din. You know, I would say it's like the Torah's mandating that you have to be in limbo. You got to be in limbo. That's where you're supposed to be. That there's a din. In Metzias, we don't know. You know, if we're going to talk about the Chefs of Zika, we don't know what it is. Is there Zika, is there not Zika? We're going to find out. But Lagabe the Mitzvah on the Gavra. Lagabe the Gavra, there's a din that the Torah is saying, you're in a din of limbo, and therefore there's no mitzvah on you. As just as if there was a ben, there's no mitzvah on you, so to here, there's no mitzvah on you. On the Gavra, there's no mitzvah, yivim or chalitza. The mitzvah is not given, because the Torah is saying, in this suffix, you have to go l'chumrah, and therefore l'gavi, what you're going to do, there's no mitzvah yivim or chalitza. Because legabe you, you're treating it that there's a ben. Legabe, the chesed of the woman, could be she was no fully evil. Could be that's her mitzias. But legabe the person is no mitzvah. Memel is like a katan. It's like a katan. Okay, the mitzias could be there, but the Torah is saying there's no chiyuv on me, so therefore the bee is not going to be kona. The Ritva has a nice lashon here on Lamed Hayam and Beis. He says, the Reish Lakish suffer. The kol shehimu beres b'shum tzad. It is b'shum tzad. Din hu shalotolo chalitza. Shalom amar kasav lachlos ella b'makom she'ein shum tzad shel ben ba'olam. The ben ein lo ayin alav, because the pasuk says ben ein lo ayin alav. That Ritva says that it's built in to this mitzvah, built into Yivin Chalitza, is that if there's a suffix, if there's a kiyam, there is no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah, I mean, there's no mitzvah on the gavra. Bechefza, the even was chal. But on the gavra, there's no mitzvah. It's a different type of meat. It's not that it's not in the din, it's in the chefza of the din, in the chefza of the zika, but mitzad, and therefore that is chal mitzad hamisa, but mitzad the gavra, there's a din of ayin alav, that since it's a suffik, in this suffik, the Torah says there's no mitzvah to be, right? Normally, suffik, we're a machmer, we count this omer, we suffik, but not this suffik, because the Torah says ayin alav. This suffik, you have to be ayin alav. That's Rabbah Be'er's shtickel. There's just one point I think kedai to talk out here, because it's something we don't usually talk about, but it's such a strange point here, is that we're just accepting there's a drasha, ein lo ayin alav. It says ein lo, therefore means you have to be ma'ayin, and therefore don't do things based on suffix, don't do anything until further notice. You're in a state of limbo. It's very strange, like, where did Chazal see that? Ein lo, ayin alav, they're different words, right? Ein lo, it's an aleph, ayin lo, it's an ayin. The emphasis is that it's, the whole drasha is really very strange, right? Lim kedushin, it goes through the drasha. Ein lo, we have drashas from ein lo. Why? Because it says ein lo. What else was it supposed to say? You know, so it could have said lo ye yellow. Lo ye, with lo, not ein. But what do you see from ein? Why is ein, like, extreme? So the Gemara says because it's extra yud and ein. Right, and the Gemara tells you, it says me ein yavmi. Right, we have pasuk me ein yavmi ma ein bilam. The word there, you see the word ein being spelled without a yud. Right, it's an interesting drasha though, because in the whole Torah, ein always has a yud. Me ein means to refuse or hold yourself back. And it's a different form. It's with a mem in the beginning, and there's no yud. But like that ein, what do you see from the ein? Every ein, we're darshaning. And what does that do with ayin alav? It's not just that ein means you completely don't have. It's saying ayin alav. It's telling a special din of how to treat sveikos. What do you see the ayin alav? It's just it's a pella. So he saw something beautiful in Ksav Kabbalah. He says more b'kitzer. I'm just going to embellish a little bit. But it's a Ksav Kabbalah, you know the Sefer, it's on Chumash, but it's on Kiseitse, on the Parsha of Yibum. So he explains this just very, very beautifully. And he says the emphasis is there's a connection that Chazal saw between the word Ein and Ayin. How so? So first he starts telling us that there's the word Ayin. Ein means you don't have it, not. But what's the shayrush of ein? Right? You don't usually even think of that because it's such a basic word. So first he points out that there's a connection between the word ein and ayin. Ayin with an aleph. Right? The word aleph, ein, aleph yud nun, means two things. It means ein, it's not there, you can't find a kid. But also ayin means where. Right? Ese einai el haharim, me ayin yavo ezri. Right? The first einai is my eyes with an ayin. I'm looking. Where is it going to come from? I don't see. I can't find it. Me ayin, from where will my Yeshua come? Meaning ayin is, it's. I'm looking for it. I don't see it. Me ayin, where is it? Where is it going to come from? So the idea is that ayin with an aleph has something to do with ayin with an ayin, is that where is it? Like your eyes are looking. Ayin is I don't know where it is. So he suggests that the word ain means, there's lots of psukim to strengthen this, but ain means it's not here because I can't find it at all. It's not just that it's not, it's that ain means I look all over, you can't find it. So one of Pasuk's interesting, it says Yosef einenu. Reuven says Yosef einenu. Yosef is not found to us, we don't know where he is. Vani ana aniba. Right, that shows ana is for where. He's einenu. We don't know where he is, and where am I? Right? It's putting together those words. He's ein, and where I'm also ein. Ananiba. Right? Says that, that's the Kabbalah says that's the significance of the extra yud. He says the yud is a very interesting thing. The word on without a yud, so is used. He shows as like. Where is it? But like in a specific sense, like ana ataholech. La ana ataholech. An means where, just means what place. Ayin means it's like you don't know where at all. He says like the word ayeh. Ayeh mekom kivodo. Where is the makom of Hashem's covenant? Right. I have absolutely no idea where it is. Right. So you find that a lot of Chazal. There's. You know, Chanoch einenu ki lakachos olakim. Chanoch, he's einenu. You're here. Chanoch einenu, and the pasuk means you couldn't find him. He just disappeared. He went into Shemayim. No one could find him. It's a lot of psukim. There's a pasuk in Iyov. It says Chachma me'ayin timatze. The ein makom bina. It says Chachma me'ayin. From where is it going to be found? The ein makom bina. Where could he find people? It clearly means where. Chazal dash on the pasuk, Chachma me'ayin timatze. Chachma is only found in a person who makes himself kemisha eino. He's ain. If you're an ain person, you're a person who's mevatel yourself, and you're humble, and you have no zich, you'll have chachma. Right? The word of ain and ayin is like you don't know where it is. It says like this. The word ayin is therefore connected. It's actually the ayin and aleph. Okay, they're different letters, but they're similar in sound. That ayin is from an eye, and it's from the lashon of looking around for things. To be ma'ayin is it's looking around, because it's looking, where is this? Ayay, where is it? We don't know where it is. So, to get back to our point, l'char, that's what Chazal are saying. Ein lo is saying, ein lo means you gotta look for it. There's no complete ein lo until you're finished looking. So if you're a suffix, maybe there's a ben, so you have to treat it. You have to treat it like there is a ben, you know. And midin vaday, it's midin vaday that there is a ben here. Legabe legava, your mitzvos there's a ben, and it's very interesting because we find this also the opposite way. On the Chazal and Lamed Vav say another point. They say there's halacha that ain havlad poter adshe yasal aver olam. There's a din. That until the baby's born, the woman is a surah l'shuk. She can't marry anyone. And that's mitin vaday. It says, it's in the Gemara says in Nido, ben einlo, that until the ben is born, she's a surah l'shuk. That ben yom echad is paters. So achronim are bothered. It's a little bit of a pella, no? There's, this woman's pregnant. Husband dies, she's pregnant. Mustama, she's going to have a ben kayama. So, why can't she get married? Just go bas a rov. And the Gemara says it like she does not have a heter l'shuk until the baby's, only a ben yom echad is paters from yibum, until the baby's born, ben yom echad, she's zakkli yibum. What do you mean she's zakkli? She can't be zakkli yibum. If he's born outside the rov, then he's going to be a ben kayama. Let's say he turns out a ben kayama, and then you look backwards. Was she zakkah kliyibim? Of course not, right? If there's a ben kayama, so ben kayama, let's say she would have bia when she's pregnant, and in the end she has a ben kayama. The chayv a carbon for Esther Eishes Ach. So it's clear there's no zikah kliyibim on a woman who's destined to give birth to a bar kayama. So how does the Gemara tell us that she's asur l'shuk? She's completely asur l'shuk until the baby's born, until it's yasal aver olam. L'chayra, it doesn't make any sense. How could it be if there's going to be a baby, and we say it's Megala Milsim Lefreya, there was no Nefila Le'iv, if there's no Nefila Le'iv, say how she asked L'shak. So the Steifer says, Simon Vav, he says something very beautiful. He says, because it's the same din of Ayin Alav. Ayin Alav tells me, you have to be Ma'ayin. Is there a Ben Kayama or is there not a Ben Kayama? So Mamela is telling me a din that we treat it both ways. L'gabi the Gavra, we say, it's as if Bavadai, we know there is a Ben Kayama. There's a Ben Kayama, and therefore there's no mitzvah of Yibam V'chalitza. Mitzad Sheni Ayin Alav tells us, okay, maybe there, Ayin Alav tells me maybe she will miscarry. And therefore there's no Heter L'shuk. The Metzias is the Metzias. He can't get out of the Metzias. The Metzias is Nefila Le'ivam is Memela. And that is Begal Muslim Afreya L'gabi L'chef. So was there a Nefila Le'ivam? But L'gabi any din that's dependent on the Gavra, Ayin Alav tells me, we have to treat it L'chamra. These fakers, you got to go L'chamra. She's 100% Aser to the Shuk until we find out that baby is a Ben Kayama. She's 100% no mitzvahs Yivim and Chalitza until we find out that the baby's not a Ben Kayama. L'gabe the Metzias, L'gabe Chiyuv Karbon, so L'gabe that, we're going to be Mavar L'mafreya. If she gets married to the Shuk while she's pregnant, okay, so we'll look at the end. How does this end up? Does it end up that she was Zakuk or not Zakuk? So there's the... Now, one point here, to me this brings out the Pella even a little bit more. Something here, just in light of the rest of Yevamos, I just found Peladic, right? We know from the beginning of the Masechta Tosfos that Anita is... The Zokek, even if the Shas Misa, the Yevam is Anita, there's the Zika. Not only that, if the Yavam goes against the Din and it's over in Isser Kares and is bold Anita, he'll be Mekayma Mitzvah of Yibam. He'll be a Kiyam Mitzvah Yibam, right? The Gemara Pesachim calls it Tov Dvar Mitzvah. There'll be a Kiyam of Yibam, it'll be Kona. Even though it's right now she's a surah. So too a Kohen Gadol. A Kohen Gadol, whose sister-in-law falls to him to Yivam. So we say that they can't do Yivam because it's a Essay and a Losa Say Kedushas Kohen Gadol. But Mele, she doesn't fall to Yivam. Yet, she does need Chalitza. She needs Chalitza. We learn from Yevama Yavo Aleha that Yevama tells me even if there's no Mamish Mitzvah to actually but practically do Yibam, but Be'etzem, there's an Inin of Yibam, the Musug of Yibam is there, the relationship is there, this relationship is one that the Yavam is standing there, Bimkom, his brother, and could make our come ashamed. The male sits in principle, there's some level of Mitzvah there, there's Chalitza, because there's a Zika, and therefore there's a mitzvah chalitza. Okay, so what's going on here? Why by Ayin Alav, by Muberes, suddenly there's no mitzvah chalitza, and the chalitza doesn't work, and the yivam doesn't work? It's nothing. Why don't we say no? In principle, if she miscarries, in principle, there is a nefila liyivam here, there is a mitzvah, and memela, the chalitza should work. But the pshat is no. The pshat is that Ayin Alav is telling me, L'gabe l'gavra, we're saying there's a ben. L'gabe l'gavra, we're passing right now there's a ben. If there's a ben, okay, a Kohen Gadol on some level has a mitzvah yibam. Anita on some level has a mitzvah of yibam. But if there's a ben, there's no mitzvah of yibam b'chlal. There's no sheiches b'chlal to anything. So Mele Ayin Alav tells me there's no beside the Gavra, there's Bechlal no mitzvah Bechlal. L'gabi, the Chefs of Zika, so that's a separate story. Ayin Alav tells me, okay, L'gabi, you have to worry about Tzveikos, but the Metzias is the Metzias, and then the Fila is the Mela. So I just want to end with one connection in this. So an interesting Rashi, first pointed out to me by Rav Avi, after I saw Rav Yashav Ber makes a point of it as well. That the Gemara says, according to Reish Lakish, if Bi Leah is done to the Yavama when she's Muberes, so it is not Kona, and after she miscarries and it's revealed that there's a Zika, they have to do Bia again. They have to have Bia. There's no way out of it without doing another Bia, because that first Bia wasn't Kona. So Rosh Hashanah or Medayik, that you need Bia. Chalitza will not work. Even though that first Bia was not Kona, but Chalitza will not work. So why will Chalitza not work? So it's Zika, right? It's just Zika. The first Bia didn't create Ishus. So could be some Rishonim say it's just a Din Rabbanan. However, Rashi says, after she miscarries, so you can't give a get because they're not married, they're just Zika. He says, "V'chalitza nami lo efshar lemifterei." Hol umikol makom baala. Lamaisa, they had, he was baala, huh? So maybe you can't do a chalitza because you can't do a chalitza once you did the bia. So the mashmos is, Rav Shapiro brings some rice to this, but the mashmos is that he's saying on the rice level. That on the Raisa level, you were Baal Leha, and therefore, even though it's not Kona, you can't do a Chalitza. So it's an interesting split like that. Why would that be? So I thought, actually, you could say, the Pshat is because we have a split here. The split here is between the Cheftza of the Zika. The Cheftza, what's here? She was Nofel, Le'ivam, Yavama, Yavo, Leha. That's the Chefza. The Chefza is B'shas Misa Anikoraba Yavama Yavo Olam. Misad who she is. Right? That's the Mitzvah. Legavi being Kona, you need a Kiyam Mitzvah. The Mitzvah, the Torah says, we're holding off the Mitzvah. Okay, you're holding off the Mitzvah. But Lamaisa, was that a Bia? A Yivam Dika Bia? In a Chinami it is. Not a Mitzvah. Right? The same way by a Katan. A Katan has Bia. So it's not a Mitzvah. Was it Yivam Dika? Yes, there's no Serbacious Ach. It's done as part of Zika. You can't have Chalitza afterwards, but it's not a Kima Mitzvah. It's not a Kima Mitzvah, so in Mela, there's no Kinyan. But even though there's no Kinyan, it's a Mitzias. It's a Mitzias, a Chefza of Yivam, without a Kiyam Gavra of Mitzvah Yivam. All right.